This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. If you know someone traveling in the skies this week, buckle up. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tells Fox News the wear and tear of air traffic controllers not getting paid during the government shutdown will lead to travel issues.
What I see coming forward as we get to Monday, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that you're going to see more staffing shortages in towers, which means you're going to see more delays, more cancellations.
Tomorrow marks day 27 of the shutdown. Air traffic controllers among 750,000 federal workers on unpaid leave. The Department of Agriculture is warning federal food aid will not go out beginning next weekend. Adrian Lewis is with Forgotten Harvest in Michigan and says more than a million in the state rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Forgotten Harvest is built as a supplement to nutritious programs such as SNAP. We're not built for replacement, so we will definitely be there in the gaps of this, but it's going to take the community.
The latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center shows Melissa is moving slowly, now about 115 miles outside of Kingston, Jamaica. Rain and flooding will be a major issue once it arrives. Evan Thompson is Jamaica's senior meteorologist.
We could have 20 to 30 inches of rainfall over the eastern and some south central parts of the country. And then even in the higher elevations in the east, we could have over 30 inches.
French authorities have detained two of the suspected burglars believed to have stolen precious crown jewels from the Louvre last weekend. More from the BBC's Hugh Schofield.
It looks like the police knew of the identity of one or more of these gang members from the DNA, and then they moved in to make the arrest Saturday night when they saw that one of them was about to leave the country. But what we don't know yet is who the other two are, and we don't have any news of the whereabouts of the jewels.
One person's dead, several others injured after gunfire erupts at one of the oldest historically black universities in the country last night. KYW's Shara Day Howard.
I don't know why people got to shoot at a school.
That's 21-year-old Joseph, a senior at Lincoln University. And he says the emotional toll has been overwhelming. A night of chaos is how Chester County District Attorney Krista Morena-Sorobe describes it. Now one person dead and six others hurt after gunshots rang out, and all of it at homecoming.
The World Series is now a best of five. The battle between the LA Dodgers and Toronto Blue Jays shifts to Dodger Stadium tomorrow.
Dodgers are coming to LA, Dodger Stadium, great home field advantage, best ballpark in all of MLB.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Not just headlines, insight. Not just noise, conversation. WFHR is your home for real news and great conversation in Wisconsin Rapids. Stay connected to the stories shaping your community and Wisconsin right here on WFHR and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 33. Could see some patchy fog in low-lying areas. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It will be breezy. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 36. Rain possible Tuesday, with highs in the mid-50s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them, with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
a mercenary, but like a dancer on the wire, come the sparks of freight desire as a fire's carried. In the undertow, you're just a lost song I wrote, and I'm just a ghost in your stereo.
Midnight with a couple of tracks for you. We started off the show with The Stranger, and that was followed by Ghost in Your Stereo from their EP Horror Show. And with that, we welcome you, one and all, to this Halloween episode of Seth Faces the Music. Like every good horror movie, we have a sequel. Let's call it Halloween 2, but this has nothing to do with Jason or Freddy or Michael. It only has to do with great songs. So let's keep it going here, everyone, and join me, won't you, as we face the spooky music together. Actually, we're going to start off with a real fun one. It's the title is based on a pun, and it's a translation from English to Japanese, which makes it even more, well, kind of cool, actually. Here's the band Poppin' Party with their homage to that most American of holidays. Here's Hello, Wink.
Party, cha cha, Halloween. Iowa.
From their album Juju, there was the very appropriate for the season named band Susie and the Banshees with Halloween. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that was formed actually in the mid-90s, and since then they've released several albums. They are massively popular in the UK. They have a pretty decent following here in the United States as well. We're going to be pulling a song from their most recent album in 2022. Stick around and find out who it is when we return on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. When bells started ringing and chains ran loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Had one big eye and two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. It didn't stroll right up to me. said you gonna be here when morning come. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning come. Be right here, I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now I am boss. Ain't no Hanks gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. I said to me, you better run. And don't be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes.
And that was Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs with their version of Haunted House, originally made famous by Jumpin' Gene Simmons. No, not that Gene Simmons, a different one. And before that, we opened up the set with Muse from their album Will of the People. That was You Make Me Feel Like It's Halloween. Coming up next, we have a song from a venerable group, and this one has a little bit of story, so bear with me for just a second. On Halloween night in 2022, Duran Duran, yes, that band from the 80s, had a set on Halloween in Las Vegas. They donned some costumes, they performed some of their spookier songs and everything. It went over so well that 1 year later, on Halloween, or right around Halloween, they released an album called Dance Macabre. And not only does it have some new tracks featuring all of the old band members, which is pretty cool, but they reworked some of their classic songs to be more spooky. It's a very cool album. If you get a chance, listen to the whole thing because it's very neat. We're going to highlight a couple of the songs from that album. Right now, here is one with an assist from their old friend Nile Rodgers. Here's Duran Duran with Black Moonlight.
You are become a building surface, Lord. Bathe in the mind of the all-powerful.
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. In possession by the music and beguiled. Hold tight. We're going out tonight. Under the black moonlight. Move till we're out of sight. Into the black moonlight.
not too much to assume that psychic forces were operating at the time and brought about what I hope has not proved a disappointment to any of you.
And that was Bora Minovich and the Harmonica Rascals, so that was fun to say, with The Ghost Walk. And before that, we heard from the Boulay Brothers, All Hallows Eve. Stick around, everyone. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we have a haunted classic. It's been a staple of Halloween radio ever since it was first released in the 1960s. Here's a little different version that I think is one of the best. Stick around on WFHR.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get updates on what's happening in your community right to your phone through the Civic Media app. Select WFHR in the app and the news comes to you.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low around 33. Could see some patchy fog in low-lying areas. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. It will be breezy. Monday night, partly cloudy, a low around 36. Rain possible Tuesday, with highs in the mid-50s.
Right now, it's 55.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024. State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. Draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation." Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission of partisan gerrymandering helps to create an alibi when the case reaches federal court. The new map changed only Congressional District 1, a currently competitive Northeast district where black Congressman Don Davis won by 2%. A North Carolina Black Alliance analysis shows it shifted 8% of black voters into adjoining redder districts, diluting black voting power and tilting District 1 Republican. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Keep me guessing, I never seem to know.
from her album Punisher. That was Phoebe Bridgers with Halloween. And before that, we heard from the wonderful, the great Dusty Springfield with her version of Spooky. And I don't care what anyone says, I think that one is the best version that is out there. Let us now turn to a band, an American band, that is second only in fandom and long concerts and jamming to the Grateful Dead. I am talking, of course, about the band Phish. On again, off again band since the 1980s. They've been around for a super long time. Back in 1998, they released a very cool album that's one of my favorites in their oeuvre called The Story of the Ghost. And here is the title track, simply Ghost.
I think
And that was The Pixies with Haunted House. And that is going to wrap up hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. After this short break, we will be back with hour two with more spooky, spectacular, fabulous, scary music, including a little experiment that I think you are going to enjoy. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here, and we'll be right back.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here is a list of trick-or-treat times happening on Friday, October 31st in the central Wisconsin area. Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Buren, Nakusa, and Port Edwards, 5 to 7 p.m. Vesper and Rudolph, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pittsville, Stevens Point, and Plover, 5 to 8 p.m. Adams and Friendship, 4 to 7 p.m. And don't miss the spooktacular trunk-or-treat event starting at 5 o'clock at the Sports Complex on 2401 Cedar Drive in Plover, hosted by the Plover Police and Fire Department, Plover Whiting Youth Athletics, and the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What makes mystery writers tick? How do they conjure the twists and turns that leave us guessing until the last chapter? To find the answers, tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR AM 1320 FM 97.5, Sunday, October 26th at 9 p.m. As award-winning mystery authors Terry J. Griffith and Mindy Mejia sit down with host Rob Young before a live audience to discuss their books and their writing journeys.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. This week will mark 1 month since the government shut down. It's affecting hundreds of thousands of federal workers and will soon affect the millions who rely on food assistance. CBS's Elise Preston is following.
Cars lined up in Pontiac, Michigan this week. Trunks open.
It's helping us out a lot. We need this food.
If the government shutdown continues, there will be less food out there.
Christopher Ivey works with Forgotten Harvest, which collects surplus food and delivers it to hungry people.
We're going to really have to lean into the community support that we need to be able to help us get through this difficult time.
Nearly 13% of people in Michigan rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. They're among the nearly 42 million Americans who will see benefits slashed on November 1st if the government shutdown.